Good evening, everybody. Good morning, good evening. Can you see my screen? So first of all, thank you very much for the invitation for this great event in this great day. So today I'm going to talk about future of city or cities 4.0. I'm a futurepreneur. I developed the Future City Council, Future Academy, Future is Here. Let me explain for you the process of what I call future readiness process. So we watch the trend as a future is, watch the trend, technical and non-technical trend. Then we tackle the challenges and problems, and then we come up with a solution to build a bright future. So what are the trends for cities now? As mentioned by one of the mayor in the United States, we live in the city era or the century of city before we have the city of empire, and then the 19th century, and then the 20th century is the century of countries, nations, and now we live in the century of cities. Why? Because of mainly two trends. The first trend is urbanization. We are 54 now living in cities. By 2050 will be 75%, and we have 50 mega cities, more than 10 million. Now we are 31 mega cities, more than 10 million living in cities. In 2050 will be 50 mega cities. And you can see, for example, Shanghai in 1987 and Shanghai, the exponential urbanization of city. This is one trend. The second trend is by 2050 will be maybe 9 to 10 million people. And you can imagine 75% of these people are living in urban area or cities. So this trend, this major trend, will create a lot of challenges in cities. So when we are living basically too many people within a small area, this creates a lot of problems. So growth of population will create scarcity of energy, usage of energy, scarcity of water, scarcity of food. When we are too many living in city, we need more urban area, so deforestation. When we are many people, like 9 to 10 billion, we have a lot of cars on the road, a lot of traffic, a lot of accident, a lot of disease, because when disease, like COVID, the center of COVID is the cities, because it's, we are too many people condensated in small areas, so the disease is spread very well, and we are consuming many fuel-based energy, fossil fuel energy, you know, and this will create CO2 emission, and this will create a global warming and the climate change. Scarcity of jobs, since, you know, and this we have seen within Corona also. A lot of tension, a lot of crime locally and globally, and also we have, since we live in digital age, we have a lot of digital crime. So these are the main, basically, challenges or problems. I mentioned few, but we have too many, and these are caused by the trends I mentioned, only two trends. Urbanization and growth of population. Corona, what happened when during Corona time, this makes the things worse, because we have problem, we have disease, we have also so many people lost their jobs, so it's getting worse during Corona. Fortunately, and thanks to technology, we live in the fourth industrial technology, where we have a lot of technology are coming. We studied in Future City Council Canada more than 66 technology, IoT, big data, geospatial technology, digital technology, green technology, blockchain, AI, etc. And we studied how this technology can be used to tackle basically the challenges, and I have mentioned, and we collected data about cities. So like this guy said, the answer is technology. What is the question? So now with technology, we can solve everything. So we have created Future City Council in Canada to develop a global database of smart cities or future cities, where we collect all the data about smart cities. We collect all the data about the technology and how they use it to tackle the challenges. We have more than, you know, studied more than 365 smart cities across the globe. And these are mapped by technology, by challenge, by problem, by non-tech trend, by tech trend, and also they are clustered by the SDG 2030 from the United Nations. So it's a huge database, and this is what we call cities intelligence or urban intelligence, and it helps us to know what is going on in terms of technological innovation, in terms of solution, science, technology, innovation solution to solve the issues of cities. So what we have done, basically, we studied 66 future technology, as I mentioned, in 362 cities, and we through 45 sectors. You can imagine the combination of innovation, and we have put this database, and then since we have data, we can analyze and we come up with a lot of insights from this data. So what are the solutions that we need out of this data? In order to tackle cities' challenges, we need a quadruple helix. We need collaboration between governments, industry, academia, and civil society using science, technology, and innovation. And basically what we have done, we put all this online because we need collaboration. So the better way to collaborate now during Corona and post-Corona is through online platform, through technology. We developed an online platform for urban innovation where we mentioned the trends, where we mentioned the cases of city, what are the technology, and for this problem, what technology can be used. So cities across the globe can share this best practices, and here we go, we can accelerate the innovation and we can solve our problem, our city's problem, quickly because we share, and sharing is great. So basically this is what we do. But the most important thing I want to mention, technology innovation is a tool. The most important lesson that we have learned from our 362 plus cities is if you put the cities in the center, the city will be livable. We talk about livable city, we talk about smart city, which is livable by the people, so the citizens should be in the center. Nowadays, we talk about cities, happy cities. You know, the agenda is increasing the quality of life of citizens, but also make them happy. So I want to conclude by saying this proverb in American song. We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrow it from our children. So we have to make it sustainable, so we have to make it a very good environment for life. We have to make our city livable for the next generation. And thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.